Let's go! What's good, family? Today is Tuesday, April the 16th. My friends, it's another day the Most High has made, and I'm your brother Adam with the Watchman Adam News Channel. And family, today, wow, we got an interesting video. We'll be looking at a mysterious object that descended from the heavens over California. Guys, this is absolutely wild, but first, let us say thank you for tuning back in with us. Guys, we love you, and your support of the channel means the world to us. Thank you so much, and if you can, give this video a thumbs up, and make sure you got that notification bell turned on. That way, you'll be notified every time we upload an End Times video. Now, while we're an End Time News channel, the ultimate mission of our channel is to point you to our Creator and Father, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And in my opinion, nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than John 3:16, in which the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Family, the one who never sinned paid our sin debt on the cross. Guys, that's true love right there. I'm a whosoever. Are you a whosoever? Now to today's video. Family, let's go! Alrighty guys, you know the drill. If you have any prayer requests, man, drop them in the comment section below. Because family, I'm telling you, there is power in prayer. And when we pray as the body of Christ, man, it is something beautiful. So if you have any prayer requests, drop them in the comment section below. And remember, no request is too small and no request is too big for our God. And family, that's facts. And to everyone that's been praying for me, thank you so much, guys. I'm feeling a little bit better today. We're still going on our outreach trip this week. I think the enemy's trying to keep me from going. But guys, we're not going to let him stop us. So your continued prayers, family, it would truly mean the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Okay, guys, look, we have got a very interesting video today. Guys, I told you this before. It seems like the closer we get to that appointed day, man, this world becomes a stranger place. Just unusual things and things that really don't make no sense are happening all around the world, especially in the heavens above us. Guys, you know, people all around the world are hearing mysterious sounds coming from the sky, but people are also seeing strange things come down out of the sky. Check out this headline from End Time Headlines on April 15th. Mysterious object with humanoid characteristics seen descending in skies above Sequoia Park, California. Oh boy, guys, we got to get into this one. Check it out. Now, this one is wild right here. I'm going to go in and tell you. In a video shared on X, now this is the video you see on your screen right now, but you see what appears to be an unidentified object with some humanoid features, and it's shining and descending in the skies above California. Guys, this is absolutely insane. Could you imagine walking outside one day and you look up, and in the sky, you see that thing right there? What would be your reaction? Whatever it is, family, it don't look normal. A lot of people say it looks like a cross. A lot of people even said it was Jesus. Family, we know that's not Jesus. But we'll get to the theories on what it could be in a minute. But family, this is absolutely wild. Do y'all have any guesses on what it could be? Let us know in the comment section below. Now, this is what one X user said. Shot video. Unidentified object with humanoid characteristics, caught on camera, slowly descending in the skies of Sequoia Park, California. Now, family, End Time Headlines wasn't the only ones that caught this story. This was also covered by News 18. Check out this headline right here. UFO or cross sign, mysterious object, spotted flying over California skies. Now, family, I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from this article. It's very interesting. Check this out. And the article reads this. Over the past few months, the United States of America has witnessed numerous UFO sightings, which has started debates about their origin, whether they're ET or human-made objects. Recently, another intriguing video was shared online, which was reportedly filmed above Sequoia Park in California. The footage circulating on social media captures an unidentified object resembling a human figure in the air moving slowly, and the video has caught attention of viewers worldwide. And the person behind the camera speculates that it could be a person, while social media users believe that the object could be a hologram of Jesus. Others feel it's indeed a UFO, while few claim it's the controversial Project Blue Beam. Now guys, if you never heard of Project Blue Beam, let me briefly tell you what Project Blue Beam is. Project Blue Beam is a conspiracy theory that originated in the mid-1990s. It claims that there is a secret project created by agents of the Pentagon and NASA with the goal of creating an artificial second coming of Christ and establishing a totalitarian world government. And the theory suggests that this project aims to manipulate and control people through the use of advanced technology and psychological manipulation. So pretty much, family, Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory that alleges the existence of a covert project designed to deceive and control the global population by creating a simulated religious event using advanced technology and psychological tactics. A lot of people believe that Project Bluebeam, they're going to use technology to make fake holograms in the sky to deceive the world. A lot of people think they'll try to fake the rapture, they'll try to make an alien invasion using holograms and stuff like that. And family, remember, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not for sure it's going to happen. But guys, a lot of people are saying what was seen above California was a practice run for Project Bluebeam. So my question to you is this. You saw the video. You see the picture right there. What do you believe that is? Now, it does have some human features. It looked like it may have a couple of legs and arms and stuff like that. But in my opinion, guys, I really don't know what that is. I have no idea. Could it be some kind of reflection? I guess it could be, guys, but the way it was moving, I just don't think so. But the three main theories that are going around about this right now is number one, that it was either some kind of UFO or something out of this world. Number two, that it was Jesus. Family, number two is not possible at all. That is not Jesus, I promise you. And number three is it's Project Bluebeam. And I'm going to throw a fourth one out there. It could have been some kind of reflection. But guys, like I said earlier, I really love to hear your thoughts on this. What do y'all think it is? Now, while the idea of the object in the sky might remain a mystery, one thing that don't remain a mystery, and it's very clear, is that Bible prophecy declares that we are living in the last days. Family, we are seeing convergence of Bible prophecy happen on a scale like never before. Everything that Jesus said would be happening prior to his return, well, this generation, the fig tree generation, is seeing it all come together. We're seeing it all converge. We are truly living in the last days. Now, family, I got a little bit more news to report to you, but this is really good news. And the good news is Jesus paid your sin debt on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. Our Messiah was born of a virgin and lived a perfect sinless life. The man who never sinned, guys, he paid our sin debt on the cross out of love. Jesus laid down his perfect innocent life for us. Took a crown of thorns on his head, nails in his hand. He was beaten and mocked. But Jesus still laid down his life for us on the cross. And the enemy thought he defeated Jesus. Because Jesus lay dead in a tomb for how long, guys? 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. But guess what? Death could not hold our Messiah. Jesus defeated the grave. He defeated the tomb. Jesus resurrected and ascended to go be with his Father, the Most High God. And on this channel, we do know he's coming back for us soon. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, today can be your day of salvation. Believe the gospel of Jesus. The Most High is faithful and just. Family, he will forgive you your sins, and that's facts. Don't waste time. Time is short, and Jesus is coming soon, and you're not promised tomorrow. Well, my beautiful channel family, once again, let me say thank you for watching. Don't forget, give this video a thumbs up. If you can, share it and drop a comment, because family, it helps us out so much, and we do appreciate it. And hey, if it's your first time to our channel, or if you haven't subscribed yet, consider subscribing and joining our channel family, because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And I want to give a special thank you to all our channel members. Thank you guys for the support. And once again, if you have any prayer requests, guys, drop them in the comment section below, and we'd be honored to pray over your prayer requests. And finally, guys, if you want to make a donation to what we do here at the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you can do so if you check the description box below. It's always greatly appreciated. I do ask that you pray about it first. And family, remember, the biggest form of support we can get from you guys is actually you guys' prayers. We appreciate your prayers. Well, everyone, till next time, your brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, 1. I love you, and family, remember, Let's go Arpazzo. Till next time, later.